And a good Friday morning to you. It's 9:50. We have a little bit of some more time here for another community connection right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Want to thank you to all those who are watching on Facebook Live as well, brought to you by Arvest Bank. We're sitting down with Carrie Cox, the Executive Director for Washington County Emergency Management. We're going to talk about COVID-19 a little bit, as it's an ongoing thing that we have going on in our area and around the world. Of course, we had our first confirmed case of COVID-19 yesterday in our county. It's one of, 14 counties in the state that has it, correct?
I'll have to look at that and see exactly what
I'm trying to get the numbers at the top of my head,
and
too.
And it's changing so rapidly.
Yeah. You know. And I think the Oklahoma State Department of Health always releases new information at, 11 o'clock?
About 11 o'clock each day. So we don't have the fresh numbers yet today. So we'll see those numbers change a little bit about 11 today.
And I have to ask, have you heard anything else about the case here in Washington County right now?
I have not gotten any official information about any additional official information about the case here in Washington County as of yet.
Okay. And what can you tell me about COVID-19? What is it?
Well, number one, you know, you didn't tell me I was going to have to follow our local legislators, listen to a lot of that discussion and interview, and just kudos to those folks. They did a wonderful job. They covered, I mean, just about everything about this. Not a whole lot more that we can add there. Just maybe reinforce a little bit of some of the things that they were saying. You know, we do have our first case here in Washington County. We expected that, and we expect there will be more in Washington County as well. But you know, just I think it was Senator Daniels that mentioned. You know, look at those official websites. You know, follow the Oklahoma State Department of Health website, the Center for Disease Control or CDC website. There's a lot of information out there, a lot of very confusing information, a lot of misinformation as well. So turn to those official sources for information, and that way we can, you know, help make sure that everybody's on the same page here.
And of course, we know the proper treatments at this point. Social distancing, keep feet apart from everybody, wash your hands, stay clean, stay home if you're sick. What else would you tell people at this
point? Well, you know, one of the legislators mentioned about, you know, if you do feel ill, if you think you've got the symptoms of COVID-19, don't just go to the emergency room or don't just show up at your doctor's office, because if you do have those symptoms or you have COVID-19, we don't want you spreading it to others. So call in, talk to your care provider, your doctor, or the hospital, and let them know the symptoms that you're feeling. They'll evaluate that, basically triage you over the phone. And then if they believe that you fit the categories that they need to do testing, or they may recommend treatment, if they want you to test, then they'll tell you where to report to and how the testing procedure will take place. So I think that's very important information that people need to understand. The other part of that they need to understand is testing for that COVID-19 doesn't result in any specific course of action or treatment. And it doesn't mean that you're going to get treatment just because you were tested versus not being tested. The treatment's the same. We're going to treat the symptoms regardless of what the test results are. Okay? Right. So people need to understand that as well, I think.
And another thing that the senator kind of touched on, Senator Daniels and Capitol Call this morning, that I wanted to talk to you about too, that we didn't have quite time to talk to her about, was the FEMA funding that Oklahoma is now able to get. Well, my only concern, my question for you is, how long will it take to maybe get those fundings, considering we're also getting FEMA funds for flooding from last year?
Yeah, and I really don't have an answer for that. Don't know. And we don't have all of the requirements yet in place. This is still changing. We're still getting new information, more information about how this disaster funding is going to occur, how it's going to take place, what are the qualifications. But it's important, for instance, with businesses that have suffered economic impact. It's just important that they go on to that survey and fill that information out so that we have their information and we can get those initial numbers. Then we can start looking at what are the actual qualifiers going to be and contacting those businesses back and telling them what the next step will be.
And I think that website that Senator Daniels was talking about that you're talking about is damage.ok.gov.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Again, that's just damage.ok.gov if anybody needs to go and do that today or just kind of look into that a little bit further. We were watching your Facebook Live video the other day that you had addressing the people about COVID-19, answering some of their burning questions. you were saying that we will have more cases of COVID-19 in this county. Sure. Why would you say that?
Well, because we're just seeing the way this spreads, mm-hmm. and at the rate that it's spreading. We look at neighboring counties across the rest of the state, other states. You know, there's a high likelihood. I can't guarantee that we'll have more cases, but I would suspect that we will probably have more cases. So, you know, that's not going to be a surprise, mm-hmm. and shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. This spreads very easily, a lot like some of the flu strains. And so if we look at the spread of flu, for instance, you know, if we get one person with the flu in the community, you're going to have three or four or more, you know, it depends on that particular strain. So we can expect that there probably will be more cases in Washington County. We just need to expect that.
Now, I'm curious, too, you've mentioned it before, and I think I've heard plenty of other people mention this before, too, that I might have it by say, and sure. I don't know it. What would I need to do then? Would I still need to get tested? I don't know what that means.
No, because once again, the results of that test is not going to dictate what type of treatment you get. Mm-hmm. And you're correct and very important to point that out. I think the legislators, somebody pointed that out earlier. Some of the symptoms are going to be very mild. There may be people that have already had it or have it right now, and the symptoms are so mild they don't even realize it. We've seen a lot of those cases that we know were positive cases that folks had just kind of a common cold type symptoms. And within a couple of days, they were over that and went on. Others have more severe symptoms that show up. So the range of symptoms is very broad with this particular virus.
What else should people be knowing about this? I think we've covered quite a bit so far on COVID-19.
You know, just some things that we're trying to do here in our community. Mm-hmm. We posted on our Facebook page, I believe, yesterday, and we had some conversations. One of the questions came up during our Facebook Live was there were people wanting to know if what they could do to help others, mm-hmm. Particularly the elderly or some of those other vulnerable populations that we've identified. And so we reached out to some organizations that we had contact info for that had expressed interest, and we've got a program that we're setting up now. Still working on this with the folks out at City Church. Mm-hmm. And they've got some staff and volunteers that are very willing to help. So we're working on setting up a program for those that can't get out, maybe have mobility issues, maybe they're in that high-risk population like the elderly or the immune deficient, and they need somebody to go out and pick up groceries for them or pick up prescription medications for them. So the folks at City Church are willing to do that. They've got a number. It's posted on our Facebook page. I didn't bring that number with me, and I apologize. We had a meeting with them yesterday. We're going to be talking with them again today, and we'll hopefully have some more details on our Facebook page either later today or maybe on Monday where folks can contact them if they need those services.
Another question I have while we're still on this volunteering mm-hmm. kind of aspect here locally on how we can help people in our community during this time. Would you encourage people, like somebody sitting at home and they're listening to this program or watching it on Facebook, and they're like, well, I want to help, but you also have to be self-quarantined. How would you suggest sure. that for them?
Well, you know, there's several things. First of all, you know, if you're not healthy, if you're feeling ill or you're feeling some of these symptoms, then you should self-isolate. You should stay home. But if you're a healthy individual and you want to get out and or do something to help people, check on family, friends, neighbors, especially those that might be in that vulnerable population, give them a call. Find out if there's anything that they need. And maybe you could make a trip to the grocery store for them and set it on their porch, ring the doorbell. They can come out and retrieve those items. That might be a huge help.
Be your own mobile church, if you will.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
Another question I have for you, we're kind of running out of time here, is I know Wichita had their first confirmed case of COVID-19. They kind of released more details of where the person was, where they worked, and kind of where they had been. You know why the state of Oklahoma is kind of more relying on the HIPAA?
No, and I wasn't aware of that case in Wichita, but that really concerns me. We've had a lot of folks call us wanting to know, well, you know, where was this positive case in Washington County, and who was it, or where, you know, and that's, we still have to adhere to the privacy laws that are in place, the HIPAA laws, and so that information's not going to be released, and I'm not sure how or why they did that in Wichita, because that doesn't really benefit anybody. With the background investigations and stuff, they will be tracking where this person was and who they were in contact with and contacting them directly. So releasing that information in the general public, I don't think really benefits anybody.
It creates panic.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which we don't need in this time.
That is absolutely true.
We have been speaking with Kerry Cox, the Executive Director for Washington County Emergency Management. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Hopefully, this kind of blows over before too long, though.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. And that was a Community Connection on K1.
KWLN Bartlesville and K227 CQ Bartlesville. From